The legislature directed the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection to set minimum standards for pet breeders. The department was also directed to hire 7 inspectors. The inspectors would be paid through licensing fees on breeders. But a DATCAP spokesperson says the agency recommended that the program be repealed. Donna Gilson says the agency couldn't guarantee enforcement.
We really were going to be strapped because there's a lot of these kind of facilities around the state, and we simply didn't know how we were going to be able to enforce this to have people out there inspecting them.
There are an estimated 1,300 pet breeders in Wisconsin. Now, the Joint Finance Committee must decide if the Puppy Protection Act should be restored. That's what the Wisconsin Federated Humane Societies would like to see happen. Executive Director Victoria Wellen says thousands of puppies and kittens will suffer needlessly if the act is repealed.
It's frightful how many animals really suffer in these puppy mills, and this law would help us not only as a state to be able to get some revenue from people who have these cottage industries, but it also allows us to know what's happening, to be able to help people to maintain the proper care of animals.
The Humane Society would also have to submit to inspections and pay license fees under the Act, and Wellen says that's fine with her. Wisconsin does have animal cruelty laws, but those are only enforced after a problem surfaces with a breeder. Then Wellen says Humane Societies are left to care for the abused animals. There is a federal Puppy Protection Act, but Wellen calls it toothless because there aren't enough federal inspectors to visit every pet breeder in the country. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.